At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening until 10 o'clock. Hey, thank you so much for staying up late here on KMOX. We're going to do something a little different this hour. Normally, I like to have one topic per segment just to keep it fresh, mix it up. But probably for the most of the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about one topic because this situation with Kim Gardner, I'm struggling. I'm a man that has a large vocabulary, and I am struggling to come up with the words to describe how I feel about this entire situation where Kim Gardner, Circuit Attorney of St. Louis, had the opportunity to put Dan Riley, 21 years old, in prison. He had 50 different bond violations that should have put him back in jail, and yet she failed to do so because of incompetence and because of legal malpractice. And to me, this situation is abhorrent. It's disastrous. It's appalling. It's atrocious. It's gruesome. And what happened to this 17-year-old volleyball player, Janae Edmondson of Tennessee? She comes to St. Louis for a match, for a volleyball tournament, and she loses both of her legs. And this issue hits home for me. There's an emotional component here that I need to disclose in all fairness. My oldest daughter, Catherine, she was a D1, Division I rower. She rode all during high school. She was heavily recruited to college, had a 4-year free ride scholarship at the University of Kansas. Wasn't my choice. I told her, listen, if you get a scholarship, you can go where you want. If I'm paying for it, I'll tell you where to go. That was my rule. And she paid for college herself, and so she got to go where she wanted to go. But she was heavily recruited by Ohio State, by Michigan State, and she was an excellent rower. But all of the tournaments that I took her to when she was in high school, my wife and I drove her places. She traveled across the country for tournaments. And if she went to another city and was involved in a car accident by a criminal who should have been behind bars, and if my daughter would have lost her legs because of the incompetence of a circuit attorney. I've just been thinking about this and dwelling on this for the last couple of days. And the more I think about it, listen, I've got to confess to you, the more I think about it, the angrier I get. Because this situation is simply unacceptable. And if you've heard this show at your service when I'm hosting it, if you've heard the show at all in the last 5 years, you've heard me talk about the legal malpractice literally on a weekly basis with Kim Gardner's office. And to me, this is the pinnacle. This is the epitome of the kind of activities that Kim Gardner has been doing for her entire career as circuit attorney. And this truly is the culmination of her philosophy, of her incompetence, and of her legal malpractice as a prosecuting attorney in the city of St. Louis. And this is the fruit of her labors. And to me, it's outrageous and it's unacceptable. And my wife actually had a line. We were having dinner this evening, and she said, Kim Gardner has been, and I will applaud her for this, and I complimented her on this not 1 week ago about her work to free Lamar Johnson, because an innocent person should never be imprisoned by the government. The government should never take away a person's freedom when they're innocent. And I applauded Kim Gardner for working hard to get Lamar Johnson released, and I think that was a laudable effort. But my wife had this insightful comment. She said that Kim Gardner has been running as fast as she can to free people from jail in the city of St. Louis. But now Janae Edmondson can never run again because she's lost her legs because of Kim Gardner's incompetence. And that's true. That is very true. So here's what we're going to do this evening, and I've got to lay this out for you because, as you know, as I often say here on At Your Service, the beauty of this format is that you get to participate. It's not just me talking to you like a podcast. It's not like watching TV where you simply watch and observe. Radio is participatory, and I want your participation this evening. But I've got an interview coming up after the break with a law school classmate and a great friend of mine from law school, John Davis. And John Davis actually reached out to me today. And John Davis is uniquely qualified to talk about this issue because John was a circuit court judge in St. Charles County after law school, which I got to tell you, I was a little envious of that, okay? Just confessing that this evening. And he was a circuit court judge. Then he went from there to be a prosecuting attorney, an assistant U.S. attorney for the federal government for over 20 years, and now he's a criminal defense attorney. So literally, John Davis has been on every side of the criminal justice system, prosecutor, defense attorney, and judge. That's it. I mean, I guess he could be a bailiff. That's the only thing John Davis hasn't done is be a bailiff. But we're going to have John Davis on after this break to talk about his perspective on this legal malpractice by our circuit attorney that resulted in the amputation of a 17-year-old girl's legs. But after we talk to John, we're going to talk to John probably from about 8:15 until 8:30. And then for the rest of the hour, till 9 o'clock, I'm going to have the phone lines open because I want to hear from you. I've probably received 100 texts today on this topic. And so I know that people are upset. I know that people have an opinion, and I know that you want to express that opinion. But I want to hear what John Davis has to say after the break, and then I'll open the phone lines up for you to express your outrage one way or the other. And I got to tell you, and I'll bring this up again at 8:30, I desperately want to hear from someone in the city of St. Louis who actually voted for Kim Gardner and to see, not to beat up on you, not to cross-examine you, but to hear from you about whether or not you would vote for Kim Gardner again, knowing what you know, seeing what you've seen, understanding how she operates the circuit attorney's office. If you voted for Kim Gardner, I want to hear from you at 8:30 this evening. But we're going to take a break. And coming up after the break, John Davis here on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All the news and all that matters to you. The voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Welcome back to At Your Service on KMOX. Brad Young in this evening. And just to recap, in case you're keeping score, the Missouri Senate president today called on St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kimberly Gardner to resign. The mayor of the city of St. Louis, Tashara Jones, called on the circuit attorney, Kim Gardner, to resign. The Missouri Attorney General actually issued an ultimatum about an hour ago, and he said if Kimberly Gardner does not resign by noon tomorrow, by noon on Thursday, he's going to start and initiate something called a quo warranto proceeding, which is basically, it's a special form of legal action that's used to remove someone from office or to challenge the person to see if they have a legal right to hold that office. So we have progressives, we have Republicans, we have people from all spectrums they're all political spectrums calling on Kim Gardner to resign from office by noon tomorrow. This is outrageous, and that's why I'm devoting the entire hour to this particular topic. Joining me now, of course, you've heard him on here on KMOX many times, law school friend of mine, John Davis. I'm a little, obviously, I'm always jealous of John because he's got fantastic hair, but John was a judge, a prosecuting attorney, a U.S. attorney for the federal authorities, and also a criminal defense attorney with the law firm of Williams Kessler or Kessler Williams. John Davis, thanks for joining us again here on KMOX.
Brad, how have you been?
I've been well, my friend, and I was so excited when you texted me today because your perspective is one that I admire in so many ways, because you've literally been on every side of the legal process except for being a bailiff. I don't think you've been a bailiff, have you?
Not been a bailiff.
No, no. So other than being a bailiff or a court reporter, you've done it all, my friend, and I so desperately wanted to hear your opinion on this situation. What do you think?
Well, I sincerely appreciate you returning my text, and just so your listeners know, I did text Brad today at lunch. I heard your introduction about your daughter, Catherine, who I don't think I've ever met. I know I've met your wife, but, you know, as a rower, whether she went to Kansas or not, we're not going to hold that against her. I have a daughter, Mia, that I don't think you've ever met, that is a golfer. She's the captain of her golf team in Illinois Wesleyan, which you can't hold against me either. And if something like this were to happen to her, like you said in your introduction, I mean, there's no words that fit it, even with your big vocabulary. I don't know what you called it, but I call it, as far as the circuit attorney's office goes, that's abject negligence.
It's hard to verbalize, John, and I understand, because you and I, one of the things that we do for a living, I mean, you do criminal law and I do civil, but the one of the reasons why our clients hire us is because, number one, we know how to practice law very well, and number two, we can remain emotionally detached from the situation so that we can apply our intellect rather than our emotion to do the best job for our clients. I understand that.
That's true. But even as a prosecutor and as a defense attorney, you know, as a prosecutor more so, you know, I put my heart into what my agents were bringing me, what my law enforcement agents were bringing me, what the victims were bringing me, that some injustice had been done and something needs to be done to correct it. You're never going to, you know, we can't give her legs back. We can't.
No,
someone
who's
murdered, we can't give them their life back. But there is some justice that needs to be done. So what prompted me to text you today at lunchtime was my girlfriend, actually, who is also has a 13-year-old daughter who is horribly upset about this. She's a big fan of St. Louis City. As you know, I'm not from St. Louis. I'm from Central Illinois. I came down here to go to law school, so I don't have the attachment that she does. But I got to looking into it, and on July 18th of 2022, Mr. Riley was charged with robbery in the first degree. That's a Class A felony. A Class A felony in Missouri is 10 to 30 years or life in prison. And he was also charged with armed criminal action in count two. Mm-hmm. And when the prosecutor presents the affidavit to the judge and the judge signs off on it and issues an arrest warrant, they have to set bond. And on July 18th of 22, no bond was set, meaning you're going to sit in jail until this thing goes to trial. And then on about less than a month later, let's say 3 weeks later, on August 10th, I think it was, the court modified the bond to an own recognizance, which means you sign a piece of paper that swears I'll be back in court when I need to be back in court. And what's most striking there is that the circuit attorney's office didn't object. Not only didn't they object, they agreed. So it went from no bond to literally no bond.
Exactly.
And it states on that OR bond, the own recognizance bond, that any violation is going to result in your arrest. And they give you standard conditions that you have to apply, and abide by. And one of them for him was GPS monitoring, global positioning satellite, where you put the anklet on your ankle and, you know, the monitor says where you're going to be, and he had home detention. So he's basically grounded, just like in high school. And he violated it 51 times.
51 times. And, John, this is what I want to ask you, because this is why I love talking to you, John, because you've been there and you've done that, unlike me, when it comes to criminal law. But here's what Kim Gardner's office said. When asked about this situation, Kim Gardner's office blamed the circuit court for this situation, okay, and said it was the court's fault that this guy was on the street. But isn't it the case that the court can't, on its own motion, go and hunt down someone? I mean, doesn't the prosecuting attorney here have to come back to the court and say, this defendant, Daniel Riley, has violated the terms of his own recognizance on 51 occasions, and we want a warrant issued for his arrest so that he can be incarcerated? Isn't that something that has to come from the circuit attorney's office?
It doesn't have to, but most of the time it does. So when every one of these 51 violations happened, an email went to the court, an email went to the prosecutor, whoever the prosecutor was that's assigned to this case. And it said another violation, whatever the violation was. And at some point the court can, and Brad, you know what this term is, sua sponte, it's Latin for on your own. The court can do it on its own, but
that's rare.
It's rare. And the burden is on the prosecutor. And at some point, the prosecutor has to say, you know, third, fourth, fifth, sixth time, all right, this is enough. And they file a motion.
But the 51st time, even after the 51st time, John, diddly squat happened.
Yeah. Well, after the 51st time, something tragic happened, and it never should have happened.
Right. Right. And to me, it's just astounding that at this point, instead of coming out and issuing a statement from Kim Gardner's office by saying our hearts go out to Janae Edmondson, who lost her legs, we're sorry that happened. Instead of mentioning her, all that Kim Gardner's office was interested in doing was pointing fingers and trying to blame the court for her legal malpractice.
Well, I sincerely think that her and her office are circling the wagons because they see now we got a bipartisan effort to get her to resign. We didn't have that before.
Never.
No. I mean, when the mayor spoke up today, that was instrumental.
Yeah, and that was instrumental, and I want to get your opinion on that, but don't you think that was instrumental because Tashara Jones is a progressive. I mean, she doesn't shun from that label. But at this point, it goes beyond politics, doesn't it? It strikes that emotional chord. That's why I mentioned earlier that typically I lose every argument with my wife. Every single argument, John, without exception, I lose when I'm arguing with my wife every time. Why? Because when I get emotional, I lose that ability to use intellect to frame an argument and to push forward an idea. And yet in this instance, to me, this is as emotional as it gets when a 17-year-old athlete loses her legs. And to me, because of that emotional impact, it transcends politics. It's not right versus left. It's right versus wrong.
So it's not right versus left at all. And it is right versus wrong. But, you know, I've been on your show many times before, and I appreciate every opportunity, and many of those times has been about the circuit attorney's office. You know, they're 4,000 warrants behind getting something issued. And now, you know, we've got Ms. Edmondson, who is never going to be the same.
Never. The rest of her life.
Because of what I call abject negligence. It's negligent.
Yes. Negligence. And your perspective on this, John, that's why I wanted to talk to you about the court procedures and how this actually operates from an inside baseball perspective, to me is just invaluable here, because if folks just look on the outside and say, oh, well, the court should have done something. But as you articulated, the burden was truly on the circuit attorney's office to come back and say to the court, the defendant, Daniel Riley, has violated the terms of his own recognizance on multiple occasions, and he needs to be incarcerated, and that was never done.
Well, I got to tell you, in my experience as an assistant U.S. attorney. My experience as a prosecuting attorney in St. Charles County, which was in the 1900s, and even my experience as a defense attorney now, which has only been 2.5 years, I've never, and I don't do a whole lot of work. I don't do any work in the city, to tell you the truth. But I have never seen a case where there are 51 violations and nothing has been done. Never. I've never seen a case where there are 5 violations and nothing.
Wow. And that's so instructive, because 5 violations would be a lot, and here we have 10 times that amount.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I can't help but think about Catherine and think about Mia. And
yes.
Who I bet Catherine travels for whatever sport she was in, and Mia travels for whatever sport she's in. And if something like this happened in a foreign community, I can't imagine the Edmondsons distraught at this point.
I can't even, again, that's why I started the show by saying I've got a large vocabulary, and yet that fails me here, because saying distraught, yeah. I'm distraught if my dog dies, but this is exponentially greater, because this is a lifetime of crippling event. It's going to change her life and the lives of her family forever. And in incalculable ways, it's going to change her life, all because of the incompetence of one person running a circuit attorney's office. And to me, that's outrageous. And John, we got to take a break here, my friend, but I want to thank you so much for texting me today, reaching out to me, because you are the one person that I really, truly wanted to talk to about this. And thanks for making yourself available.
Well, thanks, Brad. It's good talking to you.
Great to talk to you, my friend. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We're going to open the phone lines, and I've got some more analysis of this, but really I want to hear from you. If you're outraged about this, I would like to hear it. If you voted for Kim Gardner, I'm not going to beat you up. I'm not going to cross-examine you. But if you voted for Kim Gardner, I would like to know, would you vote for her again? Because in the last election, Kim Gardner got 77% of the vote in the city of St. Louis. Would you vote for her again? Or if you lived in the city, would you have voted for her, or would you vote for her now? Phone lines are open, 314-436-7900 on The Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. In St. Louis, you responded, because this is not just an intellectual issue. It's not just a mind puzzle to talk about what if. This is a gut-wrenching, emotional response to a woman, a young woman's life who has been forever altered because of the negligence of the circuit attorney's office. 314-436-7900. Call or text. And Louie is the first up today. Hey, Louie, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind, sir?
I spent 20 years on the streets of St. Louis as a heroin addict. And everybody knows that Kim Gardner on the streets is known as Aunt Kim. And when she got in, it was known that nobody's going to jail anymore. She doesn't like the police. And the only thing she's done is work to keep people out of jail, or release prisoners that were friends of her family. And these people were not exonerated. It was just on her word. They weren't retried. It was just, I say they're innocent, so we're going to turn them loose. But she's not there to serve the people. She's there to serve her people. Well, and as long as she's there, nothing's going to change, because she's not going to lock nobody up, because she's related to many of these people on the streets.
Well, Louis, your perspective is unique, and I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to criticize you. But I want to applaud you for calling in this evening. But from your perspective, as a person who's been on the streets, as a person who has known people who break the law regularly and look to Kim Gardner as a resource, does that bother you that her failure to lock up a criminal resulted in the destruction of a young girl's life and the life of her family forever? Does that bother you?
Absolutely. This is an innocent kid that came from another city. And because of the way things are right now in St. Louis, nobody goes to jail for anything. I mean, her, like you said, her life has changed forever.
Forever.
Because she wants to keep her friends and her friends' kids out of jail and get work real hard to get criminals that have been convicted already. And they haven't been retried. I heard Bob McCulloch talking on the radio one night, and he was saying the same thing. These people weren't retried, just on their word. You're free. You're not guilty anymore.
Right.
And we're going to give you $1 million. I mean, the abuse that she's doing in that office is just horrific. And even people that are so-called progressives are going to have to really stop and take a look at what some the harm she's doing to St. Louis, to the people. I mean, she's also victimizing black people, not just white people.
Right. It's victimizing everyone, particularly in the city of St. Louis. And, Louis, your perspective means so much to me, and I want to thank you for calling in this evening. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
We've got Mark, who's been holding for a while. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. I kind of side with Louis. I mean, this is kind of ridiculous. I'm 70 years old, and I grew up on the streets of downtown where my dad worked. I would go down there on the weekends, and you didn't think anything about going wherever you wanted to now. I'd be caught dead, so to speak, down there now.
Literally. I mean, that's not
really
a figure of speech. That's literal.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. I mean, my son has to work down there on days, and I fear for him going down there just because there is no law down there anymore. Whoever's got the biggest gun has the most power. And I heard somebody the other day when they were talking about some of our St. Louis politicians, and one of those politicians used the race card, and I'm just waiting for that to happen with this, you know. But I'm sorry, it's sickening.
Yeah, and it really Mark, has nothing to do with race. That's why I was very impressed with Mayor Tashara Jones, who came out today. She's a progressive, she's African-American, and she called on Kim Gardner to resign. And to me, that demonstrates, Mark, this is not about race, it's not about politics, it's not about right or left, it's about right or wrong.
But I would be surprised if somewhere in Kim Gardner's office there's not somebody talking about the race card dealing with this.
Oh, I know, that's what she's going to play, but that race card isn't going to be effective when you have... I mean, I was looking at the text tonight, Mark, from the City of St. Louis alder people, from state representatives from the city, that were all African-American and all were uniformly calling for Kim Gardner to resign. And so any attempt to play the race card, I think, will fall on deaf ears. Hey, Mark, we've got a lot of callers. I'm going to let you go, but thank you, sir, for calling in.
Thanks.
Thank you. Hey, Larry's been holding for a while. Hey, Larry, great to talk to you again, my friend.
Oh, thank you for the service. The one word that comes to mind in this situation is distraught.
Mm. Yes.
Put yourself in this young girl's place. She was an athlete. She can't ever use her legs again. It's really despicable what's going on, not only in St. Louis, but across the country in every Democratic run city. Let's be honest. You can go hop across the country where there's Democratic mayors and whatever. It's a disaster. You know, my son was a county policeman for 25 years. And he retired from the police force here recently. He's 52 years old. And his what he told me was, it's political and there's no respect. And we're going to get to a point where nobody's going to want to do this police job anymore because of the way things are going in this country. We have people that say they're Americans that are under the Democratic regime that they don't love America. They hate America. Look at how they did these people in Ohio. Donald Trump showed up on his own accord. But I want to make one more point. I know I'm getting off the track here a little bit.
Thank you.
So when you are a detective and you're assigned to the card theft unit, they catch these car thieves. They go into court. You're a lawyer. the judges turned him right back out on the street. This guy got away with this for 51 times. He knew how to play the game, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He got away with it, and now a woman's life has been forever changed.
Yes.
Hey, Larry, we're coming up on a break here, my friend. We're going to have to go, but thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Thank you, sir.
We've got some other folks who are holding, Jeff and Big Al. Hang on, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more from you, and what are your opinions? 314-436-70.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Open up the phone lines, and St. Louis, you responded. Because this is not just an intellectual issue. It's not just a mind puzzle to talk about what if. This is a gut-wrenching, emotional response to a woman, a young woman's life who has been forever altered because of the negligence of the circuit attorney's office. 314-436-7900. Call or text. And Louie is the first up today. Hey, Louie, welcome to KMOX.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I've spent 20 years on the streets of St. Louis as a heroin addict. And everybody knows that Kim Gardner on the streets is known as Aunt Kim. And when she got in, it was known that nobody's going to jail anymore. Hmm. She doesn't like the police. And the only thing she's done is work to keep people out of jail or release prisoners that were friends of her family. And these people were not exonerated. It was just on her word. They weren't retried. It was just, I say they're innocent, so we're going to turn them loose. But she's not there to serve the people. She's there to serve her people. Well, and as long as she's there, nothing's going to change because she's not going to lock nobody up because she's related to many of these people on the streets.
Well, Louis, your perspective is unique, and I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to criticize you. But I want to applaud you for calling in this evening. But from your perspective, as a person who's been on the streets, as a person who has known people who break the law regularly and look to Kim Gardner as a resource. Does that bother you that her failure to lock up a criminal resulted in the destruction of a young girl's life and the life of her family forever? Does that bother you?
Absolutely. This is an innocent kid that came from another city. And because of the way things are right now in St. Louis, nobody goes to jail for anything. I mean, like you said, her life has changed forever.
Forever.
Because she wants to keep her friends and her friends' kids out of jail. Mm-hmm. And work real hard to get criminals that have been convicted already. And they haven't been retried. I heard Bob McCulloch talking on the radio one night. And he was saying the same thing. These people weren't retried, just on their word. You're free. You're not guilty anymore.
Right.
And we're going to give you $1 million. I mean, the abuse that she's doing in that office is just horrific. And even people that are so-called progressives are going to have to really stop and take a look at what the harm she's doing to St. Louis, to the people. I mean, she's also victimizing black people, not just white people.
Right. It's victimizing everyone, particularly in the city of St. Louis. And Louis, your perspective means so much to me, and I want to thank you for calling in this evening. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
We've got Mark, who's been holding for a while. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you. I kind of side with Louis. I mean, this is kind of ridiculous. I'm 70 years old, and I grew up on the streets of downtown where my dad worked. I would go down there on the weekends, and you didn't think anything about going wherever you wanted to now. I'd be caught dead, so to speak, down there now.
Literally. I mean, that's not
really
a figure of speech. That's literal.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. I mean, my son has to work down there on days, and I fear for him going down there just because there is no law down there anymore. Whoever's got the biggest gun has the most power. And I heard somebody the other day when they were talking about some of our St. Louis politicians, and one of those politicians used the race card, and I'm just waiting for that to happen with this, you know. But I'm sorry, it's sickening.
Yeah, and it really has, Mark, has nothing to do with race. That's why I was very impressed with Mayor Tashara Jones, who came out today. She's a progressive, she's African-American, and she called on Kim Gardner to resign. And to me, that demonstrates, Mark, this is not about race, it's not about politics, it's not about right or left, it's about right or wrong.
But I would be surprised if somewhere in Kim Gardner's office there's not somebody talking about the race card dealing with this.
Oh, I know, that's what she's going to play, but that race card isn't going to be effective when you have... I mean, I was looking at the texts tonight, Mark, from the city of St. Louis alder people, from state representatives from the city, that were all African-American and all were uniformly calling for Kim Gardner to resign. And so any attempt to play the race card, I think, will fall on deaf ears. Hey, Mark, we've got a lot of callers. I'm going to let you go, but thank you, sir, for calling in.
Thanks.
Thank you. Hey, Larry's been holding for a while. Hey, Larry, great to talk to you again, my friend.
Oh, thank you for the service. The one word that comes to mind in this situation is distraught.
Mm. Yes.
Put yourself in this young girl's place. She was an athlete. She can't ever use her legs again. It's really despicable what's going on, not only in St. Louis, but across the country in every Democratic run city. Let's be honest. You can go hop across the country where there's Democratic mayors and whatever. It's a disaster. You know, my son was a county policeman for 25 years. And he retired from the police force here recently. He's 52 years old. And his what he told me was, it's political and there's no respect. And we're going to get to a point where nobody's going to want to do this police job anymore because of the way things are going in this country. We have people that say they're Americans that are under the Democratic regime that they don't love America. They hate America. Look at how they did these people in Ohio. Donald Trump showed up on his own accord. But I want to make one more point. I know I'm getting off the track here a little bit.
Thank you.
So when you are a detective and you do and you're assigned to the card theft unit, they catch these car thieves. They go into court. You're a lawyer. The judges turn them right back out on the street. This guy got away with this for 51 times. He knew how to play the game, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He got away with it, and now a woman's life has been forever changed.
Yes.
Hey, Larry, we're coming up on a break here, my friend.
Thank
we're going to have to go, but thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Thank you, sir.
We've got some other folks who are holding, Jeff and Big Al. Hang on, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more from you, and what are your opinions? 314-436-7900. Lots of text this evening. Always love feedback from listeners. Don't go away. Welcome back to At Your Service here on KMOX. We've got a lot of phone calls this evening. So many texts. I don't even have time to get to them all. I will try to get to those probably into the next hour, because this is an emotional issue, but it's also an issue not just emotional because of what happened to Jhené Edmondson, but it's emotional for all of us who love St. Louis. I love St. Louis. I wasn't born here, but I chose this. And I love the city. I love the county. I love the area. And yet this is casts the entire region in a way that deters any business from locating here, from deterring any future football team from wanting to come here, from preventing any future baseball team from coming here. To me, it's outrageous, and I'm outraged by it. And what I'm hearing from you is that you share my outrage. Jeff's been holding for a long time. Hey, Jeff, great to talk to you, sir.
Hey, Brett, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so, I agree with all your sentiments of outrage and everything else. And having young athletes and traveling, you know, most weekends of the summer, I can't imagine even being out of town and something like this happening. My question comes in the process. So as your previous guest mentioned that, you know, there is a chance for the judge to do something about the violations. And I know that's what Kim Gardner's office is kind of hanging their hat on. I sat and watched an interview with her office right before your show started. And that's, they're continuing that stance of, it wasn't our responsibility. The judge should have done it. We tried to revoke bond and the judge said no. How much of that, I guess the question is, how much of that is accurate? Are they just standing on kind of a slim chance of, sure, the judge can do something, but it's not really their responsibility, but we're gonna hang our hat on that? Or is it simply an incompetence of not even understanding what their role is as the prosecutor?
Jeff,
do they not even know their job?
Well, Jeff, I think they know their job, but because of the PR debacle here, they're trying to shift their job. Let me explain it this way. The legal phrase that the court can act on is called sua sponte. That's Latin for of one's own accord. And what this is a concept. It's a legal principle where a court can, on a rare and extraordinary circumstance, take an action on its own accord. But Jeff, I got to tell you, in over 33 years now of practicing law in Missouri, I've never once even seen a court act sua sponte. Not at all. So while it can happen, it's as rare as spotting the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot. I mean, it's something that can happen, but rarely, if ever, happens, because that's not the function of the court. The court's role is not to be a proactive advocate. The court's role is to be a neutral decision maker. And so if there's a problem with a defendant, it's up to and it's the responsibility of the circuit attorney's office to bring that to the court so that the court can decide. If the court acts on its own, then the court is acting as an advocate, not as a judge. And that's simply not the role of the courts.
Sure. Agreed. And I, you know, it's as if they're just they're trying to hang their hat on this one glimmer of I don't even want to use the word hope, but chance that people will, and I've seen it, they have, people who are her supporters have snatched onto that hold to say, well, see, it wasn't her responsibility. The judge could have done it, and the judge chose not to, which is exactly what her representative in the interview said. You know, and they're taking every chance, as you said, to avoid a PR nightmare.
But you're right. But I want to get back to just the emotional issue for just a moment. We got a lot of callers, and I want to move on. But from your perspective, I know that you've been you're a person and a family that's been very tied to youth sports. And to me, it's just gut-wrenching to see a youth coming to St. Louis and having her life and the lives of her family members destroyed because of the incompetence of one person's office.
Right. Absolutely. And obviously anything that can be avoided in any kind of disaster as this is, has responsibility and should be held responsible because it's life changing. You're talking a 16-year-old girl who had just 3 days before signed a commitment to go to college to play volleyball. And obviously that's gone now.
That's completely gone.
And it's torn away from her and her family, and that is just unimaginable.
It is. Hey, Jeff, thank you so much for calling this evening. Appreciate you calling in.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to go to Big Al. Big Al's been holding a long time. Hey, Big Al, good to talk to you, my friend.
Yeah, sorry we have to call in to talk about this subject, and I want to apologize to the family on behalf of a St. Louisan who was born and raised in Louisville Avenue, went to Dewey Elementary, and have been here my whole life. And it's just unbelievable what is going on and not going on down there. And these progressives that are trying to right the wrongs that have occurred. I have more black friends. My best friend's black, and I understand where they're coming from. If you flip the script and think about you not being white and being black, I mean, you understand, but you can't right wrongs that were done years and years ago. And that's what the progressives are trying to do, is tip the scales the other way. And you've got people in this community, St. Louis City and County, that have no fear of punishment or retribution. And like Judge Davis said, those violations came through Kim Gardner's office, and she did nothing. And don't get all happy about Tashara, because Tashara, you've known about the cases where the judges have told Gardner, you need to get your stuff together. So, yeah, Tashara jumps out and says, oh, my gosh, you got to go. But you know what? It's hurting the black community, because the majority of the crime is black on black down there. And you're trying to help these people that are your race, and you're hurting them.
Yes.
And it's just sad. And, you know, when you have no fear of punishment, you're going to do whatever you want to do. And I'm thankful that I live in Lake St. Louis, and my friend Timmy Lomar is our prosecutor, because I'll tell you right now, you come out here and play, you're going to pay. And that's the way it should be across this country, law and order. And I am sick about it. It's just sad. I have kids, I have grandbabies, and I can't imagine the pain that is going through this family. And it's not only this family, it's families in the community down there that she and the county, Wesley, are letting these people run free, and they have no fear. And I'm just sorry about it. We've got to change it across this country.
Well, I agree with you completely, Big Al. Hey, I'm going to try to get to one other caller before the break, sir. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Hey, I'm going to go to Tom, who's been holding a long time. And if you're holding, if you're still holding on the line, I'm going to ask you to hold through the break, because I want to get to your calls. Tom, we've got about a minute and a half. What's on your mind?
Thank you very much for putting me on the air. I agree with all the stuff that you've said about Kim Gardner, but I think that everybody that was in that 77% that voted for her last time should be sharing part of the blame for that, what happened to that young girl. we knew what Kim Gardner was before the last election, and yet 77% voted for her to put her in. We knew she was incompetent then, irresponsible, but somehow or another, I couldn't believe it when she got that big a majority of the vote. So all those people in the city of St. Louis had voted for Kim Gardner last time. I hope before you go to sleep tonight, you'll think back, hey, this is partly my fault, too, because I voted her in.
Boy, Tom, that is such a great point. Thank you. We're coming up on a hard break, my friend. But thanks for calling in this evening, and thanks for listening to KMOX.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Hey, Bruce, Bob, and the others who are holding, if you would please hang on through the break. I want to hear from you. This is an important topic, and we need to discuss it. Brad Young at your service on KMOX. Don't go away. Welcome back to At Your Service here on KMOX. We've got a lot of phone calls this evening. So many texts. I don't even have time to get to them all. I will try to get to those probably into the next hour, because this is an emotional issue, but it's also an issue not just emotional because of what happened to Jhené Edmondson, but it's emotional for all of us who love St. Louis. I love St. Louis. I wasn't born here, but I chose this. And I love the city. I love the county. I love the area. And yet this is casts the entire region in a way that deters any business from locating here, from deterring any future football team from wanting to come here, from preventing any future baseball team from coming here. To me, it's outrageous, and I'm outraged by it. And what I'm hearing from you is that you share my outrage. Jeff's been holding for a long time. Hey, Jeff, great to talk to you, sir.
Hey, Brett, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so, I agree with all your sentiments of outrage and everything else. And having young athletes and traveling, you know, most weekends of the summer, I can't imagine even being out of town and something like this happening. My question comes in the process. So as your previous guest mentioned that, you know, there is a chance for the judge to do something about the violations. And I know that's what Kim Gardner's office is kind of hanging their hat on. I sat and watched an interview with her office right before your show started. And that's, they're continuing that stance of, it wasn't our responsibility. The judge should have done it. We tried to revoke bond and the judge said no. How much of that, I guess the question is, how much of that is accurate? Are they just standing on kind of a slim chance of, sure, the judge can do something, but it's not really their responsibility, but we're gonna hang our hat on that? Or is it simply an incompetence of not even understanding what their role is as the prosecutor?
Jeff,
do they not even know their job?
Well, Jeff, I think they know their job, but because of the PR debacle here, they're trying to shift their job. Let me explain it this way. The legal phrase that the court can act on is called sua sponte. That's Latin for of one's own accord. And what this is a concept. It's a legal principle where a court can, on a rare and extraordinary circumstance, take an action on its own accord. But Jeff, I got to tell you, in over 33 years now of practicing law in Missouri, I've never once even seen a court act sua sponte. Not at all. So while it can happen, it's as rare as spotting the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot. I mean, it's something that can happen, but rarely, if ever, happens, because that's not the function of the court. The court's role is not to be a proactive advocate. The court's role is to be a neutral decision maker. And so if there's a problem with a defendant, it's up to and it's the responsibility of the circuit attorney's office to bring that to the court so that the court can decide. If the court acts on its own, then the court is acting as an advocate, not as a judge, and that's simply not the role of the courts.
Sure. Agreed. It's as if they're trying to hang their hat on this one glimmer of, I don't even want to use the word hope, but chance that people will, and I've seen it, they have, people who are her supporters have snatched onto that hold to say, well, see, it wasn't her responsibility. The judge could have done it, and the judge chose not to, which is exactly what her representative in the interview said. They're taking every chance, as you said, to avoid a PR nightmare.
But Jeff, you're right. But I want to get back to just the emotional issue for just a moment. I got a lot of callers, and I want to move on. But from your perspective, I know that you've been you're a person and a family that's been very tied to youth sports. And to me, it's just gut-wrenching to see a youth coming to St. Louis and having her life and the lives of her family members destroyed because of the incompetence of one person's office.
Right. Absolutely. And obviously anything that can be avoided in any kind of disaster as this is, has responsibility and should be held responsible because it's life changing. You're talking a 16-year-old girl who had just 3 days before signed a commitment to go to college to play volleyball. And obviously that's gone now.
That's completely gone.
And it's torn away from her and her family. And that is just unimaginable.
It is. Hey, Jeff, thank you so much for calling this evening. Appreciate you calling in.
Thanks, Brad.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to go to Big Al. Big Al's been holding a long time. Hey, Big Al, good to talk to you, my friend.
Yeah, sorry we have to call in and talk about this subject, and I want to apologize to the family on behalf of a St. Louisan who was born and raised in Louisville Avenue, went to Dewey Elementary, and have been here my whole life, and it's just unbelievable what is going on and not going on down there, and these progressives that are trying to right the wrongs that have occurred. I have more black friends. My best friend's black, and I understand where they're coming from. If you flip the script and think about you not being white and being black, I mean, you understand, but you can't right wrongs that were done years and years ago. And that's what the progressives are trying to do, is tip the scales the other way. And you've got people in this community, St. Louis City and County, that have no fear of punishment or retribution. And like Judge Davis said, those violations came through Kim Gardner's office, and she did nothing. And don't get all happy about Tashara, because Tashara, you've known about the cases where the judges have told Gardner, you need to get your stuff together. So, yeah, Tashara jumps out and says, oh, my gosh, you got to go. But you know what? It's hurting the black community, because the majority of the crime is black on black down there. And you're trying to help these people that are your race, and you're hurting them.
Yes.
And it's just sad. And, you know, when you have no fear of punishment, you're going to do whatever you want to do. And I'm thankful that I live in Lake St. Louis, and my friend Timmy Lomar is our prosecutor, because I'll tell you right now, you come out here and play, you're going to pay. And that's the way it should be across this country, law and order. And I am sick about it. It's just sad. I have kids, I have grandbabies, and I can't imagine the pain that is going through this family. And it's not only this family, it's families in the community down there that she and the county, Wesley, are letting these people run free, and they have no fear. And I'm just sorry about it. We've got to change it across this country.
Well, I agree with you completely, Big Al. Hey, I'm going to try to get to one other caller before the break, sir. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Hey, I'm going to go to Tom, who's been holding a long time. And if you're holding, if you're still holding on the line, I'm going to ask you to hold through the break, because I want to get to your calls. Tom, we've got about a minute and a half. What's on your mind?
Thank you very much for putting me on the air. I agree with all the stuff that you've said about Kim Gardner, but I think that everybody that was in that 77% that voted for her last time should be sharing part of the blame for that what happened to that young girl. We knew what Kim Gardner was before the last election, and yet 77% voted for her to put her in. We knew she was incompetent then, irresponsible, but somehow or another, I couldn't believe it when she got that big a majority of the vote. So all those people in the city of St. Louis had voted for Kim Gardner last time. I hope before you go to sleep tonight, you'll think back, hey, this is partly my fault, too, because I voted her in.
Boy, Tom, that is such a great point. Thank you. We're coming up on a hard break, my friend. But thanks for calling in this evening, and thanks for listening to KMOX.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Hey, Bruce, Bob, and the others who are holding, if you would please hang on through the break. I want to hear from you. This is an important topic, and we need to discuss it. Brad Young at your service on KMOX. Don't go away.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.